Hi there. Welcome to your next and final lesson of Connections with Spirit. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about spirit or ghost boxes. We're going to be talking about dreams and divine intervention. So let's just dive right in. You may have heard of spirit boxes or ghost boxes before. The first time I ever heard of this, that this was actually a real thing, was I was watching a movie. And no, it wasn't Ghostbusters, but I was watching a movie and someone had purchased, this was an elderly man who had purchased a spirit box or ghost box to be able to communicate with his wife. I remember when I was first watching the movie, I thought, wow, this is like crazy that someone would do this and that he would go to those levels. And I just felt like this was all like hoopla and, you know, being a charlatan and the company, you know, I felt bad. Like, obviously this is, you know, this is just like some sound technology and it's tricking him into believing or feeling or hearing something that he wants to hear or see, but that doesn't actually exist. That's what I thought at the time. But then after going on my journey as a medium and understanding that everything is made up of energy, I'm energy, you're energy, everything around us is energy, and coming to a deeper awareness and an understanding of that, I start to realize that when spirit communicates with me, there's no sound. It actually sounds like a very muffled, like ma, like things like sounds really slowed down. I'm going to sound silly if I do it, but I'm going to do it so you can understand it. When I hear spirit, it sounds like this. Wah, 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 like just sounds. So every once in a while, you can kind of make out a word in between there. And so what I came to realize about spirit boxes or ghost boxes is they're actually picking up on the energetic vibration of the sound that is in the air, which is essentially where I think that heaven or the other side is basically just all around us. So ask me now if I believe in spirit boxes or ghost boxes. The answer is yes, because I believe that energy has a sound or a vibration, and that vibration can then be transferred into a sound. Do those make sense? Not often, but every once in a while, I think a spirit is able to really form a single word or possibly a very short phrase or like a one sentence that they're able to put together. They are called EVP sounds. That's sort of the technical name for it. And it's still very controversial. You know, some people are on the fence and say there's no way. Other people fully believe. You know, there's some people that have even taken those little handheld recorders and they place them, you know, in certain locations or places, and you can hear things on those recorders that are not there. In fact, this happened to myself in one of the readings that I did. I had a woman that came up to me. Her recording of her reading had been emailed out to her, and it, you can hear the sound of spirit through that recording. It sounds mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing, like a very distorted sound, but you can make it out that her son is saying, "I love you, Mom." And it just absolutely blew her away and blew me away. And so do I believe in these boxes? Yes. Do I know that every company or place where you can get them from is reputable? I think that's debatable for sure. I don't really know much about them because it's not something that I've wanted or looked into for myself. But I absolutely think that if this is something that you're interested in and something that you want to investigate, I definitely think that you could think outside the box, you know, put your judgment or your ego away and allow yourself to try something new. There's even apps that you can put on your phone for this now. So I would definitely look into that. Let's talk about dreams. You know, spirits are able to come into our dreams and let us know that they're there. How does that work? Well, what I've come to learn from my guides and angels and my own loved ones on the other side is that we have to be in the right beta level of sleep in order for a spirit to come into our dreams and for us to remember it. Are they coming into our dreams quite frequently and visiting us? Yes. Does it matter the right beta level of sleep that we're at in order for us to remember the dream? Absolutely. So, two things have to happen. Well, three things have to happen. First of all, you have to be in a level of consciousness before you go to sleep that you reach the right beta level of sleep. Oftentimes, this means being the right temperature, not being distracted with movies or shows or things that you might be watching, being able to be like really relaxed and restful before going into that sleep so that you can actually get there. The next thing that needs to happen is that once you get there, spirit has to lower their energy enough to be able to come into your dream and place themselves with an energetic connection to you. Then the third thing that needs to happen is you need to remember it. And oftentimes we'll re remember a dream and then we'll come out of that dream and we'll only have it for like half an hour, and then it's gone. So, really important if you want to communicate with your loved ones in your dreams is to keep a dream journal beside your bed. Not only to write down your dreams, but you're also setting the intention with spirit. By keeping that journal there, you're essentially telling your guides and your spirits and your loved ones on the other side, hey, this is here for a reason. I want you to come in. I'm open to communication. You know, dream state is perfect because we're less focused and we have less resistance and we have less judgment and we have less ego. So we don't complicate things and we don't overthink things. So we're able to receive communication from those on the other side because we're sleeping and we're just allowing the information to filter through that we need. Oftentimes, to know that you've had a visit and not just a dream, as in a normal dream, is that this dream will feel more real. Like there's clarity and focus, and you're like, oh my God, that really happened. You'll wake up with a feeling or a sense that that person was really with you. Like, yep, I absolutely know that was my mom. I was with her. I felt her. I know it. And usually in visitations, there's like, no plot to the dream. Like there's not a story. It's just an interaction between yourself and the person who's crossed. You'll typically wake up feeling really strongly emotional, whether that's love or sadness or happiness or anger. You'll be emotionally connected and carry that emotion when you wake up from your dream. Some people will actually feel physical touch. Like they'll say, no, I felt them touch me, or I felt her touch me. And most times when you have a visit from someone who's crossed over, they often look younger and healthier than when they passed. And so if you had a dream and someone showed up looking injured or hurt or not in a good state, I would definitely say that that was your ego, that it created more of a nightmare based on your fears surrounding that person's passing. And sometimes people have said that they felt a weight or a presence in the room or in the bed with them. Now, obviously, this can get a little freaky or scary, but the truth is, they're not there to scare you. They're just there to let you know that they're around you and that they're with you. By trusting that, it's in your trust and your willingness that you become open to receive. And by being open to receive, that's when you can allow yourself to have so many more messages and connections with spirit that come in and come around you. And that's just like the biggest blessing that there is by having this connection. And then let's talk about divine intervention, things that happen that have no rhyme or no reason, things that we would deem as miracles. Like it's a miracle I made it through that accident. It's like, I wasn't even like scheduled to get a raise and I got one. There's no way that I could have three crows land on my car and follow me around all day. Those things are just like divinely intervened by spirit. And it almost are like miracles or things that would never normally happen out of the ordinary. It's just like this completely spontaneous gift from spirit, just fully being open to the energy of the universe and really allowing those spirits to come in and intervene and what's going on in your life and how they can sort of instruct or help you and navigate you to take the next step. The biggest thing I can tell you about your connection with spirit is that it's not going to follow any rules. It's going to be exactly what it's going to be, and you can't control it. You can't put it in a box and make it fit exactly the way you want it to. It just It is the way that it is, and that's it. And I know that that sounds simple. I get it. It truly is. Sometimes we complicate things so much, and it doesn't have to be. I hope you enjoyed lessons and connections with spirit. I really enjoyed teaching you this program, and I guess I'll leave you with this. Whether it's a spirit box, whether it's a dream, whether it's a sign, whether it's a symbol, whether it's automatic writing in a journal, no matter what it is, the biggest thing I can tell you is to be open to the presence and the energy of them on the other side. Why wouldn't they want to communicate with us? To me, it just makes perfect sense. I know if I cross, I'm definitely going to want to let my loved ones know that I'm around them and with them always. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.